Look, I mentioned a little earlier in this hour today the Queensland Bravery Awards have been announced, and four police officers who were on the scene the day that Brett Fort was gunned down. They have been honoured. He was his partner, Catherine Nielsen, Senior Constable Stephen Barlow, Acting Sergeant Scott Hill, and also Constable Brittany Poulton. So they have been honoured with Australian Bravery Medals. And Brett himself was recognised as well with a commendation for brave conduct. It is still something that is very raw, we know, for the police community, but also for Brett's family. And I am now honoured and lucky enough to have Brett's father, Stuart, on the line. Stuart, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How's things?
Mate, I'm okay. What about you? It must be a mixed day for you and the family.
It is, yes. Every time Brett's name's mentioned or something comes up, it brings back all the emotions again.
The award, a commendation for brave conduct. How did the family take that, mate?
Oh, no, I think it's really great for Brett to be recognised for what he did, and for the other four officers for the very brave things that they did to try and save Brett's life. It's just a great thing. It's great for them, their family, and I think it's great for the community too to realise that when somebody, one of the first responders, do things like this, that they are rewarded and awarded.
Stuart, how's Susie and the kids?
Not too good. Susie's still very distraught. The kids, it's still pretty raw for them. They still miss their dad, still talk about him, and still want him to come home. Yeah, so it's, I know it's 10 months on and everything, but for me it seems as though it gets worse instead of better.
Oh, really, mate? That's... And people listening right now could not even imagine what you and the family have been through, and yourself too. I mean, being a former officer, I mean, it's something that we just can't fathom. We just can't imagine.
No, it's a terrible thing when it happens, and there's been quite a few over the years, and you appreciate more, I think, when you hear news of things that happen to other families and everything. You get a greater understanding of the emotions and everything that and the grieving process that you have to go through.
The awards, and when they get presented, Stuart, do you actually have any details about that and when this will come to fruition?
No, I knew that it was coming up, but no, I haven't been given any dates or any locations or anything.
All right, mate. Well, listen, please keep in touch, because I know we will as well. And it's not a day that goes past that we don't remember Brett and everything that he stood for and why he did what he did, because he was trying to protect us, mate. So you've raised a hell of a boy there.
Thank you very much for that. I think that we did. And I appreciate everything you guys are doing for us.
All right, mate. You stay well, and please pass on our kind regards to the rest of the family, Chris, Luke, Heather as well. All right, Stuart Fort, that is Brett's dad there. Can you imagine, not only on a day like today, but what they have been through over the last 10 months, just in relation to the Toowoomba Range crossing, which you, thank you very much, helped sign that petition to get it named after Brett Fort. The public consultation was supposed to have started around about now, but the process has been pushed back several months because work on the crossing project has been delayed as well. So for those who, and thank you for this as well, for keeping you in your mind, and Stuart and the family, they know how much you care because of not only the petition you signed, but the emails you keep sending me on a regular basis. Hey, where are we at with this? Well, that's where we're at. The public consultation process has been delayed because the project has been pushed back a little bit, but we're going to be keeping on this because I think there cannot be any greater honour than having the Toowoomba Range second crossing, the second crossing there in the Toowoomba Range, named after Senior Constable Brett Fort. And today, he and his colleagues honoured with bravery awards, a couple of minutes away from four.